Spirit Radio Podcasts.
You're listening to Spirit Radio, Ireland's positive sound, and Saturday Magazine here with myself, Donal Lynch, in studio with you today. I'm having a great time. I'm covering for Jackie today. Well, the temperatures have started to rise again recently, which is lovely. But it's also the time when flowers are blooming, grass is getting cut, and those who suffer from hay fever might start to experience symptoms. For me, that is the sign that it's summer, is that when my nose starts getting itchy and a little bit congested. But on the line now to give us some tips and advice in prevention and treatment, I have Dr. Iseult Sheehan from Allergy Ireland. Well, you're very welcome to the show, Dr. Iseult. How are you today?
Hi, thank you for having me on.
It's a pleasure, it's a pleasure. Do you suffer from hay fever yourself at all?
You know, I actually don't. I currently have a little bit of a head cold, but thankfully I don't suffer from hay fever. I discussed my allergy myself before.
You could have told me that the head cold was hay fever. You know, you would have given you that extra little bit of authority on it.
I know. Well, I should be able to treat it, you know.
Fair enough. We often hear about the rising pollen count in the summer, Dr. Iseult. And is that what causes hay fever? Well, what types of pollen is it that people can be allergic to?
Yeah, so there's a variety of different pollens. So springtime, so say maybe around March, April time, tree pollens are released. And that can cause the same sort of hay fever symptoms for some people. Whereas May, June, July time, you're looking at the sort of typical grass pollen being released. And then sort of later on in the summer, sort of August, even into September time, you can have the weed pollens like nettleweed or ragweed. But there's a variety of different things that you can, you can be allergic to and that can cause those hay fever symptoms. Like, for example, dust mite or even mold as well can do the same.
Sure. So talking about the symptoms of hay fever, I think lots of people who suffer from it to a degree will know about them. But there might be people who don't even know that they have hay fever, and because they get some of these symptoms and might mistake it for something else. So could you run through maybe some of the main symptoms of hay fever for us?
Yeah, so the typical symptoms would be a bit like you mentioned yourself. So, you know, sort of maybe an itchy nose, itchy palate, itchy ears, sneezing, and then some nasal congestion where you just feel your nose a bit blocked or maybe very obstructed where you can't breathe through it. But in addition to that, you can have sort of very sore, itchy, watery eyes. Some people experience rashes over their skin. So say if they sit on grass, they might develop loads of little bumps or little hives on their skin. And outside of that, you can get sort of sinus symptoms and headaches like pressure and even sort of post-nasal drip. And I suppose if you have asthma or eczema, it can flare up quite significantly during that season as well.
Sure. So I'm talking about prevention now. I can definitely relate with a lot of the symptoms you mentioned there, but prevention, what can we do to help prevent it?
Yeah, so I suppose like from the point of view of the non-medication measures, firstly, so making sure to be aware of the pollen count so that at least on the high pollen count days, you can try and avoid being outdoors and sitting on grassy areas as much as possible. But if you are out and about, which is often inevitable, that when you come in, you shower, wash your hair, change your clothes. So make sure you're not walking around with it still sort of sitting on you. Don't have clothes hanging on the line on those days. Try not to have your windows open, like your bedroom window, car windows open. Wearing wraparound sunglasses can be quite helpful. And even just putting a little bit of Vaseline on the inside of each nostril can sort of at least catch some of the pollen before you inhale it.
Right.
But outside of that, I suppose you can use the salty water, like the saline washes or sprays into the nose to try and get rid of some of that pollen and even just get rid of some of the phlegm that might be in the nose. But really the next step is medications. So in a pharmacy, you can get over-the-counter antihistamines, and there are stronger versions that your doctor can prescribe as well. But really, if antihistamines aren't effective enough, the next step is going to usually be sort of different. Well, I suppose there's a variety of different ones, but usually a steroid-based nasal spray. And I suppose really beyond that, you're sort of looking to, I suppose, those long-term measures to try and, I mean, yes, you want to try and get through the hay fever season maybe this year, but it'd be great to have a plan in advance of the hay fever season in future years.
Something I have here in front of me as well, Dr. Iseult, is, I've never heard of this one before, used tea bags. If you put them in the fridge, they make great soothing to put on your eye or something like that. Have you heard that before?
Yeah, I suppose really, like, we generally just talk about sort of cold compresses on the eye, so even like a face cloth as opposed to maybe the tea bags. But I know that's been around for a long time. But basically what you want to do is just have something sort of cool against the eyes for, you know, maybe 15 minutes on a day where your eyes are quite irritated or sore. Like, you can even get sort of gel eye masks and things like that you can keep in the fridge as well. But some people swear by tea bags.
There you go. Whatever works for someone, I suppose. Can you develop hay fever, Dr. Easthalt? I've often wondered, because I think for myself anyway, it wasn't until maybe I was a teenager that I actually started developing these symptoms. Or is it something that you have from childhood? It's just that you probably didn't know you had it.
Do you know, it can absolutely vary. Some people do have a milder degree of it maybe when they're young and don't really fully, I suppose they don't get very significant symptoms, and it gets worse maybe during the teen years or even into their 20s. Saying that, excuse me, you can develop allergies at any stage. And so, you know, I suppose for women, because our hormones change a lot, you'll find there are certain periods in your life, like even outside of puberty, but like pregnancy and even menopause is a time where you see a lot of allergies develop. But there are loads of reasons why allergies can just develop and just out of the blue, you know, where one year you were okay and then the next you are sort of experiencing hay fever.
Sure. Yeah, something to look out for anyway. I know you offer allergy testing at your clinic. Does it help with treatment to know which specific types of pollen you're sensitive to?
Yeah, absolutely. So I suppose, firstly, the testing that we do is very straightforward, skin prick testing. That's the first line sort of testing that anyone should have with an allergy. And it's very quick, you know, 15 minutes later, you have your result. But basically, if you know what you're allergic to, then you know what you need to be avoiding, which makes sense. Yeah. But outside of that, it sort of guides us with long-term treatment options. So we have immunotherapy, which is basically like a vaccination to what you're allergic to. But you want to obviously be tailoring that to whatever your specific allergy is.
Right.
And then there's also rhinolite, which is a UV light treatment into the nose to stop it being so reactive as well. So it's important to know what you're allergic to sort of guide treatment. Yeah.
So you have lots of helpful advice on your website. So tell us about that and how people can get in touch for more information.
Yeah, so basically, if you just type in into the search engine Allergy Ireland, it should come up. We have just a lot of different information, like you mentioned, just about those avoidance measures, but also all those different treatment options and sort of the common questions that people would ask. And from the point of view of being in touch with us, you can either email us at allergy. Allergy-Ireland@Sleavemore-clinic.
But that would be on the website as well, would it?
Exactly, yeah, that's on the website. Or ask, give us a call on 2500.
Fantastic. Well, let's hope everyone can reduce those symptoms and be able to enjoy the summer. And all of the advice, maybe take it on board, and it means that they'll have a great time in the sun. Dr. Easthalt Sheehan from Allergy Ireland, thank you so much for talking to us today. You're so good. Cheers.
Not at all. Thanks a million.
Thank you. Allergy-Ireland.ie is the website that Dr. Easthalt mentioned. That's allergy-Ireland.ie for more information.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.